Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second edition of the God's Truth Herald. And today's subject will be the sanctity of a godly marriage. Now, the objective to this episode will be to find out, or more to explain, why the Jewish media and government tried so hard to belittle and make marriage unnecessary. And they have many ways of doing this. One of those ways being through their media, through television. If you look at what we see in television shows now, there's actually as early as the 90s, I've seen them making a whole series about single parents and single mothers, and, you know, people shacking up, and they use the media to just make marriage obsolete. And the truth is it is not obsolete, and it will never be obsolete. I'm very, very grieved by what I see these days and how people just throw away marriage, not important to people anymore. And it's really a grievous thing to see that it just doesn't matter to people nowadays. And when they do get married, 65% of people get divorced. Because the laws aren't there. They don't hold the laws. They don't hold God's laws of marriage. And that's what we're going to get into today, is what God intended marriage to be. Now, let me give the number real quick if anyone wants to call in and voice their opinions on this subject. The number to call in is 657-383-0328. And I will be taking calls. So let's start with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you send down your Holy Spirit, that it may be with us in this broadcast. Let your Holy Spirit speak through me. Bless your remnant race, the lost sheep of Israel. Lord, help me to speak clearly and preach your gospel to the best of my ability. Lord, I ask that you send your Holy Spirit to testify truth in what I say and everyone listening, that they may receive this message and believe this message and know that it is your message, your word that we preach today. Lord, bless all those who are listening. Bless your remnant people. And Lord, let your truth be glorified on earth through your people. Pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. First things first, on the subject of a godly marriage, we must remember that it was Yahweh that created the institution of marriage, as many misguided liberal fools would have you believe. The institution of marriage was made for man and woman. The holy institution is under attack by the Jew-run media and government. On almost every channel of the Talmud vision, they are normalizing single parenting. Feminists take to the streets preaching hate towards men. The liberal government glorifies homosexuality and hopes to tear down God's holy institution of marriage. Let's go to Holy Scriptures now. What does God's word say about the sanctity of marriage? Well, if we go to Genesis 21 to 24, And I absolutely love the Old Testament because it is so clear and precise in its laws. They were very well written. It's the root of the Christian faith, and we can't just reject that. In fact, it's a very profound part of God's Word. So anyway, we're going to go to Genesis 2:21-24, and that reads, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. One of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now the bone of my bone, and the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." Now, take note that Yahweh's law applies to the Adamic race and only to the Adamic white race. Also, God's institution of marriage applies only to white race. The word Adam, or Adam, according to John's concordance, tells us that the word Adam is ready. To be ready is the flesh state. This is a place to meet the word of it. Some of you may be asking, what does this have to do with it? Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. You recall that the word Adam, or Adam, means ready. So we can see Adam was what? If he was blessed with his flesh, then he too was what? Now, oftentimes, in this case, men push the law to give themselves divine power to comfort. But this is not fitting. Corinthians 7:3-5 says, "Can render unto his wife the affection due to her, and likewise also the wife to the husband. The wife did not have authority over her own body, but her husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but his wife." You see, God had laid out perfect setting for a relationship long before the government formed it was in its own to destroy it. Now, what is the due plan sanctity of marriage and destroying it? Why do they want to destroy it? Well, if you start in Genesis of the Bible and you work your way forward and all the way up to the time of Christ to now, lineage is the root of our race. It is the root of everything we are, and if they can mongrelize and muddy up these lineages and find a way to holy institution of marriage that God has created, then they can more easily weaken the remnant people of God. It is through marriage that God's race, his holy priesthood, his holy nation, is held together. I have studied very deeply into the lineages of the Old Testament and the New Testament, and you find throughout the Bible that it's through these marriages that the holy nation of Israel, and by the nation of Israel, I mean the people of Israel, they are the nation of Israel. No matter where they are the nation. We are the nation of Israel. Through us and through these marriages, that is our strength. The marriages are our strength. Because when you have abided by the word of God and you found And God sends you your wife or your husband, then a bond is formed not only between you and your spouse, but between your spouse, yourself, and God. At this point, you have entered into a godly institution that becomes the rock of your faith. And through this institution of marriage, children are born. Israelite children are born. And they're raised in this holy institution, knowing the Word of God, learning the Word of God, and knowing the laws of God. And then it just goes forward from there. They get married and they produce offspring that carry on the laws and the lineage. And if the Jewish government can find a way to break apart the holy institution of God's marriage, God's race becomes lawless. They don't abide by God's law anymore. And once you have cast off the law of God, then Satan comes in and he takes hold of those who stray. And you can see that very clearly nowadays in all media, social media, Talmud vision, everything, on your TV, that they have normalized sex before marriage. They have normalized homosexuality. They have normalized single parenting. Now, when a marriage fails, people don't think anything of it. Well, you know, now I'll just go out and find someone else to be with. No, 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 no. That is not the way God set it up. God does not permit divorce. It's not a law that was given just because you're not getting along with your spouse. There is only one godly, lawful reason for divorce. And that has nothing to do with what the modern-day legal system allows divorce to be for. The only reason God gave for divorce was if a child could not be born from the relationship. That's the only lawful reason God gave us for divorce. If this is not the reason for divorce, then the divorce is not legal. It is not a godly divorce. He does not permit it. The Bible says that if you are divorced, you are not permitted to remarry until your spouse dies. You must remain single after your divorce until your spouse is dead. If you think about it on a broad perspective, this is saying that there is no such thing as divorce. There's no godly way to divorce. Unless, of course, the child cannot be born from that marriage. So, no, we must fight this modern ideology that if two people do not get along, they can just divorce. We must fight that ideology to the very end. The reason so many marriages worked out long ago is because this ideology that divorce is not an option was held firmly by the people. Nowadays, in our nation, as well as other countries, other white Christian countries, being single has been normalized to such an extent that marriage is a thing of the past. Well, it is not. And it is not lawful for us to enter into a marriage and then leave this marriage just because we're unhappy at the time. you see old couples now, still together, still strong, that still absolutely love each other. Well, these old couples didn't get to that point because they were just like that for 50 years, 40 years. You know for a fact that somewhere along the line in the 40 years, they had quarrels that were very heated and very bad. But they worked through those and it made them stronger. And God blessed them at those marriages because they were abiding by his law. We must abide by his law in everything we do. And the Old Testament is such a wonderful tool in a Christian marriage because it states so clearly God's law of marriage. And I haven't read to you all of the verses that are in the Bible about a godly Christian marriage. And sadly, I don't have time for that because I only have 30 minutes. I'm on a free account on Blog Talk Radio, which I will in the future upgrade so I can get more radio time. But as of now, we're just going to have to make do with what we've got. So I got 30 minutes firsthand. Again, if anyone wants to call in and add their two bits to the message tonight, again, the number is 657-383-0328. And I'd love to hear from you. Let's, while we have some more time, go into 1 Corinthians again. I'll turn there now. Very unusual for me to get lost in the Bible, but I think I've done that now. Okay, here we are. And we're going to go to chapter 7, because chapter 7 of Corinthians has so much to say on God's law. And we're going to go to chapter 7. Believing it. All right. Again, we go back to 3. Let the husband render unto his wife what this translation says, do benevolence, which I apologize for that because the translation is different in the Bible. I'm actually now reading from because it's a Latter-day Saints Bible. I've got many versions of the Bible in my home. And likewise, also the wife unto the husband. The wife hath not power over her own body, but the husband. And likewise, also the husband hath not power over his own body, but his wife does. Defraud ye not one the other. It be with consent for a time that ye may give yourself to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not again for your incontinency. The book of Corinthians is very clear in what it says about marriage, as well as the book of Genesis and many other books throughout the Bible. We go to the Bible when we have questions about our marriages and what God's plan is. And through this, and through this study, we find many things that we find it's a tool that we can use to seek out the plan of the adversary, and the adversary being the serpent's seed line. And how to counteract this. The best way for us to counteract modern belief that marriage is irrelevant is simply to go to the Bible, simply go to God, go to His Word, and find out what God has to say on the sanctity of marriage. There's not a lot of time left in this broadcast, but I would suggest going and reading these verses that I've read to you tonight and studying more into it. We cannot submit to modern ideology. We cannot maintain the belief that the Bible is irrelevant. God's word is irrelevant to modern times. It will never be irrelevant to the remnant people. It will always, always be the foundation of our church, of our people. We will actually talk next Sabbath day about the differences between Judeo-Christianity and the Israel identity Christian movement. And I think that'll be something very good, a very powerful message to the remnant people, because we have to distinguish these clear lines between what Jews have laid out as crafts and what God has told us to do about these crafts. I think that I will, if we don't have any other callers or any callers that want to put in their 2 cents in this episode, I think that we've come to the end, and we can call this, truly hope that this broadcast has reached the ears of the remnant people and shed some light on the subject of God's marriage plan and the sanctity of a godly marriage. And truly, I hope that God will reach out to His people and let them hear this message. We can end this prayer today. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this time. Thank You for Your presence during this broadcast and guiding me to put Your word out there, preach Your gospel. Lord, thank You for all You've done for us and for the remnant race. We glorify You in everything we do every day. Lord, we pray that You continue to bring the lost sheep back, that You let our voices be heard. We pray, Lord, that You would also receive this message to some preachers of Your word, and that they may continue this message on and bring it to other people, bring it to the lost people, to bring them home. Lord, You are almighty and all-powerful. You remnant people, hold on to Your laws, hold dear Your word. Lord, we thank You for all things. You are almighty. We pray things in your name. I will be coming back and joining next Saturday, next Sabbath day, with another inspired message from the Almighty Yahweh. Thank you all for tuning in.